I can relate to what that man's just after saying there. We have an awful lot of good solicitors and barristers in the country. As we do Gardaí, we have a lot of good Gardaí in the country as well. And my family's case are proof of that. But it's just bizarre that that man brought that question up, because today I got word from the Barristers' Conduct Tribunal against the chairman of the Bar Council and the Bar Council as a whole that my complaint against them was rejected. Now, it will be fully exposed in the next few months what happened with me and the Bar Council. And thankfully, my senior counsel and my legal team are not part of that group, which I would class as the Dublin Four lovies. And you would have heard me about it in my speech. Now, the chairman of the Bar Council, Mr. Hugh Mohan, and Justice Morris, and whoever was behind Justice Morris, I have my own thoughts and ideas on it, went into the law library, and knowing that we had a Supreme Court challenge against the tribunal, approached barristers in the law library to work for us without our consent and our knowledge. And I did a very detailed, very professional complaint against Hugh Mohan and the Bar Council as a whole. And if you've seen the names that are on all the committees in the Bar Council, then the people of Ireland would understand what I'm talking about, which is a small fraction of barristers and lawyers that are within the Law Society and the Law Library. It's typical of them rejecting my complaint, and it reflects the problem we have all over the whole of Ireland, where you have an insufficient Garda complaint system, you have insufficient systems in place to complain about other agencies and authorities within the state. And it's just that it's brought to me memory the question that man brought up there. And I would agree with him totally that we do have a lot of very good professional people within the solicitors and barristers profession. A lot of them that are very honourable people. And you see, I don't want to be given the impression either that I'm against every Gard in the country, because I'm not, because I have a lot of friends in the Gards, even though what happened to me. Because it was an ex-member of the Garda Force that took my father to see Jim Higgins, and he was a serving member of the Garda Force in Donegal at the time Richie Barnes was killed. So I can relate to what that man says, and I hope nobody would think that I'm criticising all the legal profession, because I'm not. I'm criticising the same as a certain amount of Gardaí at senior level and other levels within the Gardaí, as I am criticising the legal profession at certain who are I class as the Dublin Four lovies, which is a small fraction of the barristers in this country, because at the end of the day, our case has been fully exposed by our legal team, and through the education that my legal team have given me over the past 9 years. So that's all I want to say about that.